Tosfos asks, why does the on Daf Chavtes Samad Aleph in Kiddushin, why does the Gemara bring a makar to pater a woman from the mitzvah of being mal her ben? A mother is pater from the mitzvah of milas bina, because the pasuk says osa velosa. Asks Tosfos, why is that pasuk necessary? It's mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because mila is only by day and it's not by night. So Tosfos answers here in Kiddushin Ein Hachanami. You're right. This Gemara of Oso Velo Sa is only according to the Bandama who holds that mila can also be done at night. But if you hold, which we do, if you hold that mila is only during the day, then you're right. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and the mother's putter anyway. We don't know, need the drasha of Oso Velo Sa. Tosfos in Megillah, with the same question, so he gives a different answer. Tosfos in Megillah says, you're right, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama because mila is only during the day. But since I would have thought that maybe mila is different because it's such a chomer mitzvah saseh, the zechi of kares, 13 brisos were nichrasu on the mitzvah of mila, I would have thought that this is an exception to the rule. It's true, in general, mitzvah saseh shazman grama, a woman is potter. And mila is mitzvah saseh shazman grama because it's only during the day and it's not at night. But maybe this is an exception. Kamash Milano, so velo sa, that no, she's pater. Either no, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but anyway, she's pater and we don't make an exception. Or in a chanami, maybe that would have been a good svara, but oso velo sa, she's pater. Lamaisa, it comes out according to Tosfo, seemingly, two principles. Number one, mila, at least according to us, that mila is only during the day, is for sure mitzvah saseh shazman grama. For sure, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And the p'tur is l'chora because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Maybe osovelosa is megala, that it's still considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama that she's pater on, but l'mais, at the end of the day, she's pater because of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Or because of oso, depending on how you learn that. L'maisa, it is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. However, we saw that the Rid and the Turei Evan both learn that maybe it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And that's why we need the pasuk of Oso. We wouldn't pater because of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Why is it not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? So the Rid learns because the mitzvah, at least on the parent, is just to be osek b'hachanas habris. It's to be osek, to be involved in all of the preparatory stages that are needed in order to make sure that the bris happens. And it's true, the bris can only be during the day, but all the preparation for the bris can be at night. And that's really the extent of the parent's mitzvah. The extent of the parent's mitzvah is to prepare and pave the way for the bris to happen. And therefore, if we're talking about the parent, and we're considering maybe the mother is chayiv, that's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Is mila a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Okay, maybe mila is, if you're talking about the kid's chayiv to get a bris mila, which needs explanation because he's a katan and v'chule. But we're talking about the parent's obligation. The parent's obligation is to order the bagels and to speak to the moel and to make sure the shul's open. That's bein b'yom, bein b'layla. So according to the it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Turei Evan also has an argument that it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and that's because the fact that we don't do the bris mila at night doesn't necessarily mean that the mitzvah disappears at night, and then, or it ends at night, and then in the morning there's a new mitzvah, right? We said that when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, for instance, there's a mitzvah during the day, and at night, you're potter, and in the morning there's a new mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah of tzitzis from yesterday. But by mila, every morning, it's that same mitzvah keeps re-emerging. So maybe that's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Maybe a mitzvah saseh shazman grama is a mitzvah that there are times when you're chayiv, and then there are times when you're potter, and that's it, the mitzvah's gone. And then there are other times when it becomes, again, we're in the mitzvah of Shemitah. Shemitah is once every 7 years. When the Shemitah year ends, that's it. Shemitah's over. We have 6 years of no Shemitah. And then again, 7 years later, there's a new mitzvah of Shemitah. There's a new mitzvah of shofar every year. It's not like the mitzvah of shofar was like on pause for 363 days, and then all of a sudden it reemerges. So maybe by Mila, where it's the same chiyuv which keeps emerging, and sure enough, once you do it, it's gone forever. What I mean, it's gone forever. Meaning the chiyuv of doing the Maisa Mila is fulfilled. So what we see is that according to Tosfos, the mitzvah is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. L'chora, it's a mitzvah on the parent. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's only during the day. And we have to come and explain then why we need the pasuk of Oso. And either, and the answer is either that we don't, and it's really only for the other man damar, or we do because there's something unique about Mila. According to the Rid, according to the Turei Even, it's actually not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. We really need the pasuk of Oso because it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Okay. Now we come to the Ramban. And the Ramban and the Ritva, although there certainly are some significant differences between them, but the Ramban and the Ritva say, maybe we'll read it in the Ritva, because the Ritva, you know what, we'll read the Ramban first. The Ramban says, why do we need the pasuk of Oso below Sa? Oh, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Says the Ramban, hanimili b'mitzvos begufayhu, like tefillin. However, mitzvos mila dile achrini, mila which is for someone else, v'ihi lo shaycha ba, and she's not shaykh to it, maybe she should be chayif. So what does this Ramban, what does the Ramban mean? And there are a bunch of different interpretations of what the Ramban means. Let's begin with the one that's probably the hardest read in the Ramban, as the Kilas Yaakov points out. But we'll start with it because it brings us back to something that we saw already. And that's the interpretation of the Makneh. The Makneh says that l'chor, what the Ramban means, is like the Rid. What do I mean, like the Rid? That the mitzvah of the parent, the extent of the mitzvah of the parent, is just to be involved in the preparation and the all of the hit-askut with the mitzvah of Mila. And that's not a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. Because that can be done, bein biyom bein melayla. A unique interpretation of the mitzvah of Mila that's on the parent. It's just getting involved and preparing for the mitzvah. And then it's not a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. So the Makneh basically says that the Ramban and the Ritva are saying what the Rid had said. However, if you read the words, it doesn't really sound like that's what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban seems to be making a chiluk between mitzvah bikufayhu as opposed to a mitzvah de la'achrini. Especially if you read the Ritva. The Ritva says, hacha mitzvah de bina. It's the son's mitzvah. It's not the parent's mitzvah. So what does the Ramban mean? What does the Ritva mean? So in terms of the Ramban, I don't know if this would be a great pshat in the Ritva, but in terms of the Ramban, the Minchas Chinuch also gives an interpretation of what the Ramban means. In the Minchas Chinuch's context, is the mitzvah of Shemitah. The Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis talks about the mitzvah of Shvisas Haaretz, the chiyuv not to work the land during the seventh year. We can't plant, we can't plow. And the Chinuch suggests that this mitzvah applies both by men and by women. Now the Minchas Chinuch, commenting on this, says that it's true that there is a lo saseh not to work the field. Karmicha lo sizmor, sodcha lo tizra. There are isurim, you're not allowed to work the field. There are lavin. So lavin, women are chayav, and all the lavin. But there's no explicit law in the Torah not to plow. It doesn't say sodcha lo sachrosh. There's no law to plow. The isur of plowing is only because of the assay of Tishbos, that we're supposed to allow the field to rest. So, asks the Minchas Chinuch, in the Chinuch, and even in the Rambam, it's mashma, that it's usher bein b'nashim, that women, it's usher for a woman, just like a man, to plow a field during Shemitah, but plowing a field is only an asay, and not only is it only an asay, but it's an asay shazman grama, because Shemitah only comes once every 7 years. So if the only reason you're not allowed to plow your field is because there's an asay to rest, have your field rest, why is a woman not allowed to do harisha on Shemitah? Why does the chinuch suggest that the iser to plow the field is also by noshim? So says the Minchas Chinuch, I know why the Chinuch holds this way. Because he holds like the Ramban. He's from the base medrash of the Ramban, the Chinuch. He holds like the Ramban. And what does the Ramban say by Mila, says the Minchas Chinuch? The Ramban by Mila says that the Ptzur of Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama is only by mitzvos de guf. Mitzvos that she does with her body. Like putting on tefillin. Putting on tzitzis. However, right, tefillin, there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, so it's mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Tzitzis, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. There, a woman is pater because it's a mitzvah begufa. However, he says a mitzvah which is not begufa, it's in the karka, like Shemitah, so then a woman is chayiv in that mitzvah saseh, even though it's time-bound. Big chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch is saying that the Ramban is, his interpretation of the Ramban, that the Ramban, what the Ramban meant, you know why Mila, a woman is pater? Because granted it's a mitzvah saseh, and it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because it's only during the day, but since it's not begufa, but rather it's be'achrini, that doesn't mean it's not her mitzvah, it's her mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah that she does on her body, it's a mitzvah that she does on another entity. When there's a mitzvah on another entity, there is no p'tur of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. We thought mitzvah saseh shazman grama means whenever there's a mitzvah saseh, and it's time bound, that's it, a woman's pater. Comes the Ramban, lefi the understanding of the Minchas Chinuch, and says, no, there's a further qualification. Mitzvah saseh shazman grama are pater by nisha only when they're a mitzvah begufa. But if it's a mitzvah that involves another entity, that she does to another entity, so then she's not pater. So that means that according to the Ramban, Lefi the Minchas Chinuch, yes, Mila is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, like Tosfos had learned. So then why do we need the pasuk of Osova lo osa? Because there's a rule about mitzvah saseh shazman grama that we weren't aware of. And Mila, like Shmitas Karka, like Shvisas Behemto B'Shabbos, a woman is going to be chayavin, even though it's an asay, and even though it's a time-bound asay, because it's not begufa. Okay. The Kilas Yaakov, though, has a different interpretation of the Ramban. Right? What we've suggested so far in the Ramban, we've had the Makna, who says basically that the Ramban learns like the Rid, which means that it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. We had the Ramban, according to Minchas Chinuch, which is that it is mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but guess what? Not all mitzvah saseh shazman grama is a woman pater from. Comes along the Kilas Yaakov and says, you know, these are all very nice pshatim, but I don't think that that's what the words are saying. If you look in the words, certainly in the Ritva, the words say that the mitzvah is a mitzvah on the son, and it's not her mitzvah. Mila is the mitzvah of the child. Oh, so then what's the role of the parent? Why does the Mishnah say it's a mitzvah which is mutal al ha'av? Because the Torah is mechayev the parents to facilitate and make sure that the bris mila happens. But not because it's the parent's mitzvah. It's the child's mitzvah. The child can't do the mitzvah. So therefore, the parent's mitzvah is to facilitate the child in doing his mitzvah. This is not the same thing as the Rid. The Rid holds that the parent has a mitzvah to prepare and set up for the mitzvah. According to the Kilas Yaakov, the parent does not have a mitzvah at all of Bris Milah. It's not the parent's mitzvah at all. It's the child's mitzvah. It's just that who's in a better position to help the child do his mitzvah? Just like, right, let's say the government is not giving the parent a child benefit, and therefore the parent gets money per child. Right? That's how the government works. But let's say the government is giving money. See, in America, when you file your taxes, you get money per kid. Parents get money per kid, I guess, to use the money to take care of the kid. In Eretz Yisrael, you also get that. But in addition to that, in Eretz Yisrael, the government gives every month money to each of your kids. And it doesn't go to you. You have to pick a bank account, and you're like the guardian, trustee over the bank account, but the money goes to the kid. And that way, when the kid turns 18, so he's got, 20 shekel that he can take out one day. So there, it's the parent's job to make sure that the kid gets the money that he's supposed to get, but it's the kid's money. So too, the mitzvah, the Kilos Yaakov says, it's the kid's mitzvah. It's just the parent has a job to make sure that the kid's able to do his mitzvah. So you gotta, someone has to drive the kid to and take off his diaper in order so that the moel can do the mitzvah, can do the cut. But it's not the parent's mitzvah. And therefore, says the Kilos Yaakov, that's the reason why, according to the Ramban, we need the pasuk of Osav, Elo Osa. Says the, if we look in the words of the Ritva, for instance, Hasam hu be mitzvah denafsha. What do you mean? When it's her mitzvah, then we have a principle of mitzvah saseh shasman grama. Avahacha be mitzvah debina. It's the child's mitzvah. The lashon of the Ramban was very strong. The Ramban said, v'ihi lo shaychaba. She's not shaykh. This is not her mitzvah. It's the child's mitzvah. And therefore, if it's the child's mitzvah, so why would the mother not be responsible to make sure that help the child do his mitzvah? Oh, because it's only during the day. You're right, it's only during the day, but it has nothing to do with you, lady. Your job is to make sure your kid can do the mitzvah. So it's true. You shouldn't allow the moel to do the mitzvah at night because it doesn't work at night. It has to be during the day. But it's not because it's your mitzvah. It's your kid's mitzvah. And it's really meduyuk, I think, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is mitzvahs haben al ha'av, meaning mitzvahs haben, which is mutal al ha'av, which means it's the mitzvah of the ben. Question.
Is there a mitzvah on the parents to make sure he gets it, or it just falls on the parents to make sure he gets it? There's no mitzvah.
It's sort of like, let's say the government said, okay, if the kid fills out this form and brings it to town hall, the kid will get $1 million. So obviously, if the kid can't fill out the form, he's 8 days old, and he can't bring it to, so the parent's going to do it, but the parent's doing it for the kid.
So do they get a mitzvah for that?
So that's not a mitzvah. No, it's not the mitzvah.
They don't even to ensure that.
Yeah, why don't we do the mitzvah? Hashem is definitely smiling at them, and he's happy that he's doing it, but it's the kid's mitzvah.
The devil keeps saying they have a chiyuv to do it.
What?
What's that? The devil keeps saying they have a chiyuv to do it. It's their chiyuv.
Correct, but it's not the mitzvah of milah. To the point, meaning l'may nafkamina, that if it's only during the day, it's not going to be considered mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. You're right, it's the parent's obligation. I like the English word. It's the parent's obligation, but it's not the parent's mitzvah.
Would we say that it would fall on someone else? Could we say it would fall on someone else?
For sure. And if the parent can't do it or the parent refuses to do it, then the Beis Din steps in.
So then it's not really a chiyuv.
Well, the first obligation is on the parents. The Torah sees the parents as the primary people who should be doing this. He compares it to chinuch. And he says, right, he compares it to chinuch and he says, the child, and this itself is a famous Kilos Yaakov in a debate, but here the Kilos Yaakov suggests that chinuch is really a mitzvah of the child. It's the right. We've seen this Kilos Yaakov, some of us, that the Kilos Yaakov has a hakir. What's the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mitzvah of chinuch that the parent has an obligation to teach the child how to do mitzvahs, or is the mitzvah of chinuch that a child is mechuyev to do mitzvahs even before he's bar mitzvah, so that he himself gets accustomed to doing mitzvahs? But whose mitzvah is it? So the Kilos Yaakov here suggests that for sure mitzvah of chinuch is that the child is mechuyev in the mitzvah. But how's the child going to do the mitzvah? Who's going to get him a lulav? His parents have to go get him a lulav. But the parents are just facilitating the child in doing the mitzvah that they're obligated in midrabanan because of this mitzvah of chinuch. Chinuch meaning not to educate, that would be the other side of the chakira, but chinuch meaning to practice. So asks the Kilos Yaakov, let me ask you a question. Would a mother, if a mother's chayav in the mitzvah of chinuch, which it looks like from the Gemara in Sukkah that she is, by Hilni Amaka, so is the woman patra on the mitzvah of chinuch for Sukkah because it's mitzvah saseh shazman grama? And women are patra on the mitzvah saseh shazman grama? No. Because chinuch, as much as it's the woman's responsibility, It's not her mitzvah. Whose mitzvah is it? It's the kid's mitzvah. And if the boy is a boy, so he's chayav in the mitzvah of sukkah. We don't say, oh, there's no mitzvah of chinuch on the mother by sukkah because it's mitzvah sasei asman grama, sukkah. Her obligation is just to make sure that the kid's able to do the mitzvah. Okay, so what ends up coming out is that we have at least six different approaches, even though they can be broken up into groups. We have six different approaches to how to look at the mitzvah of Mila. According to Tosfos, Mila is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. And a woman is pater, so it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. And it's seemingly the mother's mitzvah. It's the mother's mitzvah, and it's mitzvah sasei shazman grama. According to the Rid, it's the mother's mitzvah, but it's a very unique mitzvah. It's not the cut, which is the mitzvah. It's the preparatory stages, and therefore it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. According to the Turei Evin, it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, because that's just the nature of this mitzvah, about how it keeps reemerging. According to the Minchas Chinuch, it is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. According to the Minchas Chinuch, it is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, but because it's not begufa adam, there's no ptur of mitzvah sasei shazman grama. It is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, but guess what? Not all mitzvah sasei shazman grama have the ptur. And lastly, according to the Kilas Yaakov, it's not a mitzvah on the parents, and therefore, even though it's mitzvah sasei shazman grama, that has nothing to do with whether the woman's going to be chayiv in making sure her son has a milah. So there are two basic variables they get to keep track for each opinion. Whose mitzvah is it? Is it the father's or is it the child's? You know what? Let's break it up like that. Issue number one, if we wanted to just summarize, issue number one is, whose mitzvah is this? And that, according to the Kilos Yaakov at least, is a machlokas, Tosos and Ramban. According to Tosos, it's the parent's mitzvah. According to the Ramban, it's the child's mitzvah. And according to the Rid, it's somewhere in the middle. Right? There's like a mitzvah on the kid, and there's also a mitzvah on the parent to be involved in the hitaskut. But that's issue number one. Whose mitzvah is it? Issue number two, is bris mila a mitzvah sasei shazman grama or not? According to Tosfos, it is. According to the Rid, it's not. According to the Turei Evin, it's not. According to the Chinuch, it is. According to the Kilos Yaakov, it is, but it's the kid's mitzvah, right? So we have really two different issues that keep overlapping with each other and impacting the question. So the question of the sugya was, what do you need oso velo osa? Isn't it just a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? And that assumption of like, hey, isn't it just a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? That's like a very big assumption. And as we're seeing, there's lots of different voices. So there's lots of different voices about whose mitzvah is it? And there's lots of different voices about, isn't mitzvah sasei shazman grama or not? Another factor, now that we've sort of summarized what we've done the past day and a half, 2 days, another factor is just another really fascinating question about bris mila, and that is, what is the mitzvah of bris mila? Is it the cut? Is it the maisa of the mila? Or is it to be mahul? Where does this all start? It all starts from a Gemara in Menachos. Gemara Menachos says that David HaMelech was always very proud of the fact that he wore tefillin and that he had tzitzis on, but when he was standing in the bathhouse, and there was no mezuzah on the door, and there was no tefillin on his body, so he felt like he was bereft of all mitzvos. And then he realized that he had his bris milah, and he was happy that he had a mitzvah. Now, what do you mean he had a mitzvah? He wasn't doing the bris milah then. The bris milah was done when he was 8 days old. So what do you mean he had a mitzvah? So Marachor Zeruah from here says that you see from this that the mitzvah is to be circumcised. And once you get a bris milah, so then from then on you're always being mekayim this mitzvah of being circumcised. He uses this also to explain a Mishnah. He doesn't use it, but the Achronim or I think the Tosfos Yontiv on the Mishnah uses this to explain the Mishnah in Sota, which says that gedol milah, it's a great mitzvah, 13 brisos were nichrusu alah, and it quotes a pasuk, im lo brisi yomam v'layla, which implies that the mitzvah of bris mila is yomam v'layla. How can it be yomam v'layla? It's only during the day. But if you learn that the mitzvah is to be mahul, so then it's during the day and it's during the night. It's all the time you're being mekayim the mitzvah of bris mila. And if you learn like this ma'arach or zaruah, perhaps this would be another answer to Tosfos' question. Hey, isn't it a Why do you need the pasuk of osor v'lo osa? Isn't it a mitzvah asei shasman grama? Because you can only do the maisa during the day and not at night? The answer is, the maisa is not the main part of the mitzvah. The maisa is almost like a hechsher mitzvah. The main part of the mitzvah is to be mahul. That's not only during the day. That's during the day and during the night. Now, Tosas clearly didn't understand that way because he didn't give this answer.
Well, the maisa can still be for the father, but yeah, it could still be circumcised for the son. It'd be different for each one.
You say it could be that the chiyuv of the father is to do the maisa mila. Very nice, it could be. The truth is that you could really make the argument that really there are two elements, and that would explain the fact that we make two brachas nowadays. We make a bracha al mitzvahs mila, and we make a bracha of lachnisa b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. Maybe the mitzvah of al, the mitzvah on the maisa mila is on the maisa, and the bracha of lachnisa b'risa shel Avraham Avinu is to be mahul. You're entering it into the covenant of Avram. The covenant is to have the bris milah on your body.
When do we make
that? As the when right before he makes the cut.
Wouldn't that, if the mitzvah was to be circumcised, when we make that right after?
So I don't know. Over lasiyaso is general by a maisa over lasiyaso. The truth is that the moel I think begins. I think there are different practices, but I think the moel begins the cut after the first bracha. Okay, maybe I'll just mention to you quickly, there is also there's a famous Beis HaLevi, where the Beis HaLevi talks about how there might be two different elements even to the Maisa, that there's the Maisa and that there's the Priya, which is there's the cut, and then there's taking off there's also the Priya, and then there's also, but there's lots of great lumdus about Bris Milah, but maybe we'll leave that on the side for now. One last thing I wanted to talk about was this inyan of shlichus by the mitzvah of milah. So the Or Zarua is quoted that the Or Zarua writes that when the father's knows how to do a milah, so it's usher for him to allow someone else to do it. It's usher for him to allow someone else to do it. And the Darche Moshe, the Ramah, in his commentary on the Torah, quotes this Or Zarua and then says, I don't understand. What happened to shlichus shalom kamoso? When in the world, why can't he appoint a shliach to do a bris milah for him? They have a principle in Torah called shlichus. So what's the problem? So the shach supports the Or Zarua that you can't appoint a shliach if you know how to do it yourself. And he tries to bring his araya from this. He quotes the Rush. The Rush in Chulin writes a fascinating psak. The Rush in Chulin writes that if the father's about to do the milah and someone else swoops in and does the milah instead, he owes the father 10 zehuvim because he stole his mitzvah, his father's mitzvah. But if the father appoints a shliach and someone else comes and quickly does it before the shliach, so then he's not chayav, asar zehuvim. So the shach says, oh, you see from here, araya for the Or Zarua, that there's no chiyuv, there's no din of shlichus when it comes to bris milah. And that's why if the shliach does it, and someone else is going to do it, and someone else swoops in, you don't have to pay the shliach or the father, whoever, you don't have to pay asar zuvim, because there's no din shlichus by milah. Now, the Ramah quotes that lahalacha. It's a little bit of a stira in the Ramah, because the Ramah quotes lahalacha that you don't have to pay 10 zuvim if you take it away from the shliach. But he also, in the Darkei Moshe, he's the one who said, what happened to shlichus shel adam kamoso? Just very quickly, the Raya is from the Russian Chulin. So I want to start a new sugya tomorrow. So just very quickly, I'm just going to quote for you outside. There's an approach of the Ktzos and there's the approach of the Sfasenes. The Ktzos has a very big chiddush, and he quotes another rid, a different rid, but it's a rid in Kiddushin, and it's a famous rid. I think the Chassam Sofer says this way as well, that the Ktzos says that there's a principle that there's no shlichus by a mitzvah shebegufa. You can't appoint a shliach to do a mitzvah that you need to do with your own body. So for instance, I can't sleep until 11 o'clock in the morning and appoint Avi to wake up at 6 for me and put on tefillin and daven for me. Why not? Shlucho shalom kamoso. Wouldn't that be super geschmack? You don't ever have to wake up for davening. Just appoint someone to be your shliach. And he'll put on tefillin for you and he'll daven for you. So, oh, chap. Why didn't anyone ever think of that? The answer is because shlichus doesn't work by mitzvah shibagufa. Mitzvah you have to do yourself. With your own body, there's no such thing as shlichus. So says the Ktzos, l'chora, they're learning that the mitzvah of milah is not only is it the father's mitzvah, right? We saw a debate. Is the father's mitzvah the kid's mitzvah? Not only is it the father's mitzvah, it's a mitzvah shibagufa with the father. Not only is it the father's mitzvah, but the father has to do it with his own body. That's what the Orzarua is learning. The Orzarua is learning that it's a mitzvah on the father, and it's a mitzvah on the guf show of the father. And therefore, if the father knows how to do the mitzvah, he can't appoint a shliach to do it for him. Now, what happens if the father doesn't know how to do it? Then he's an ones. And then someone has to do it because the kid needs a milah. And that's it. The father loses out. So according to the Ketosis interpretation, if I don't know how to do a bris milah on my kid, so then when I go and I have this whole bris milah, I invite everybody and I have the moel do it, I'm totally passing on my mitzvah. And the reason why the moel does it is because my kid needs a bris. But that's it. I totally passed and defaulted on my mitzvah. Because my mitzvah is for me to do it myself. And that's why if someone else swoops in and does it, they don't have to pay me asar zuvim. Because it's not my mitzvah anymore. Because I defaulted on the mitzvah. And oh, what happened to the darkei Moshe? Oh, shluchos shaladim k'moshe. Shluchos doesn't work when it's a mitzvah that's on your guf. Okay. That is how the Ketzos learns. And Lamaisa, he says that since the Orzarua paskins this way, and he quotes other Rishonim, he says that he thinks you should be makbid on this. La halacha. If you know how to do a bris milah, you shouldn't pass it off to someone else. You're missing out on a mitzvah. The Sfas Emes learns a little bit differently. The Sfas Emes, and we'll end with this, the Sfas Emes says that there's no shlichus here, not because it's a mitzvah begufo shel abba, but rather because really the chiv of the father, and this is going to be very much connected to how you understand the mitzvah of milah, but the chiv of the father is to make sure the kid gets his bris milah. And it's not only the father, everybody, even based in, everyone has an obligation to help and make sure that the kid gets his bris milah. It's just that the Torah puts the ikar chiv on the father. But once the father's not doing it, so then everybody's chayav. So there's no shlichus to talk about. Mashal ma'adavar doma, if I can't appoint a shliach to pick up an aveda for me. Let's say I'm walking and I see an aveda. I can't say, oh, Moshe, can you be my shliach to pick up the aveda for me? You know why? Because Moshe's already mechuyav in picking up the aveda. It's just that when I see it, I have kedima before Moshe does because I saw it first. So I see it, I have a chiyav first to go pick it up. But if I would say to Moshe, oh, can you be my shliach? The shliach wouldn't be chal because he's already mechuyav. Says the Sfas Emes, that's pshat here as well. The shliach is also mechuyav to bimal your kid. The Torah gives you the adifus that you should do it before someone else does. But the minute you're not doing it, as soon as I say I'm not going to do it, I'm going to have you do it, well, guess what? There's no shlichus there because you are already chayav to give my kid a bris milah. Just like everyone in Klai Yisrael is mechuyav, based on mechuyav to make sure that everybody is, that every child gets a bris milah. So these are two suggestions for this din. This din is quoted by the Shach, and the Shach thinks that he writes at the end of the piece here. He says, I see a lot of people being mechabit other people to be mal their children, and I don't think that that's the right thing to do. I think that if a person knows how to do a bris milah, they should be doing it themselves. Okay, we'll end here. So I think we're going to be having one.